I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, look at that. I'm back after an extended hiatus. I have decided to return. I think part of that is mainly due to the threat of being kicked off of a podcasting page, but we'll see what happens. So, of course, it's me, voice. You're listening to RSN Live, and for God's sakes, I'm plugging that. I have two sets of headphones because I want to be able to monitor what my desktop is catching, which is what's streaming the audio, versus what the laptop is streaming, which is what has the audio input. So, it's kind of just a weird echo effect, and it's just screwing me up. So, that's out. Anywho, so, for those of you who are watching for the first time, or listening for the first time, because I actually do intend to start podcasting this time. I keep saying that, but I don't do that. It is definitely something I'm going to try fixing with this go-around, so. Anywho, welcome to RSN Live, voice. It's basically just going to be an hour of me rambling. That is, you know, it's what I do. I ramble for an hour with Sonic music in between. In fact, I should actually start loading up some tracks. That'd be a smart idea, wouldn't it? It's just like old times. I'd never have anything set up in time. So, but you know what? What the hell? I mean, I see people planning their shows out, and then I kind of just get like, yeah. No way in hell I could do that. It's way too much work involved, and as we all know, I am a lazy bastard. That's why RSN isn't updated that much. Sorry, you want me to do actual work on it? No. Wait. Come on, chill out, people. Chill out. No update, no. So, of course, standard spiel. I am live on IRC as well. IRC.surrealchat.net. I'm in multiple channels there, mainly Radio Nintendo, Radio Sega, RSN, Sonic Stadium, and a super, uber secret channel that I won't mention. Can find if you just who is me. And of course, on my home network, Afternet, which is irc.afternet.org, you'll mainly want to just go to RSN. That's it. All the other channels are completely unrelated to the show, so it really doesn't matter. In addition to that, on this side, we have our lovely Twitch chat, which I'm going to be honest, I don't really keep an eye on it. No one really cares about it. It's just there to piss people off. At least that's my thoughts on it. So. Oh, good, we are streaming. I was actually concerned there for a little bit. With the radio streaming. But it's streaming, so that's cool. That means it's working, and I can rest easy knowing that this is streaming over the radio that no one listens to. It's all about the podcasting, right? Podcasting nowadays. And of course, we gotta drink beer while we're at it. We're still doing Great Lakes. For anyone who's keeping track, it started off with Blue Moon, moved on to Lion and Kugel, now we're on to Great Lakes. If you have a suggestion for me, by all means, let me know. I'm always kind of interested in trying out different things, seeing what's out there. I could have been drinking a White Russian, but my mixing skills suck. So, alright, enough blabbering about what the show's about, what I do, and how I fail at life generally. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music, and when we get back, we'll start digging into other things. So it's Voice Arson Life.
Makes
interesting postscript to that. I'm pretty sure. I can't. No, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Saul? Is it Saul? S-O-L. Whoever it is, the guy that is pretty much the community liaison for All-Star Racing Transformed on Steam. I pretty much started bugging. Like, somebody asked about a Linux version, and naturally, you know, knowing me, Linux, hey, might as well jump on the bandwagon. So I started bugging him about that. And in addition to that, I may have linked a discussion to Reddit. So there was quite a few interesting discussions going on. But in any case, it comes down to Sumo is okay with the idea of doing it. He pretty much, in a roundabout way, said that we'd be pissy as hell if we had to do it. Because somebody made the poor decision of going strictly DirectX. This is a whole, like, show in and of itself that I could go on about why I think developers are lazy for going DirectX. But anyways, it comes to the point that they come down and say that Sega is basically the group that has to approve it. I guess it makes sense. There's a lot of Sega IP going in there, so I'm pretty sure they got ultimate control over it. Oh, internet dramas. Well, it's not really drama. It's more like a minor thing, if you will. So they've said they'll do it. They will make a Linux version of All-Star Racing Transform if, this is a big key, if Sega okays with it. That said, they've never responded to my requests, and they will probably not make that happen anytime soon. But you know what? They're gonna have to sooner or later. You can't ignore Linux forever, Sega. It's now got more users on it than OS X, according to Steam's numbers. And as we know, Steam is like, I mean, there's a whole different, you know, plethora of gaming platforms out there, but Steam on PC is like the mother load. If you can make your game, 3%? That's still a pretty sizable number if everyone's going to buy it. Think about that. And the numbers are only growing. That's the thing. More games are being released on Linux, so the numbers keep growing. And eventually, the big game, it's not developers, the game publishers will realize that, hey, there's money to be made here. And when it comes to Sega, the only thing they care about is money. That's pretty much true of any game publisher, really. EA is the epitome of it. And by the way, congrats to EA on their second year in a row of being the worst company in America. Even though they tried to drag it down by saying that if you were against them, you were against the lesbian, gay, the LGBT community, which everyone was just like, you're grasping at straws, EA. You're grasping at straws. That's all I can say on that subject. Oh, man. I'm gonna keep names out of this, but it's amusing as hell watching this go on in IRC. And it's distracting me from my show, so I should probably just keep this shut down. Okay, maybe I should focus more on the Twitch chat, which seems to be its own little world of craziness. But speaking of Linux gaming, I did see a demo of Tegra 5 based gaming. And I can only say this, Sumo, if you're not going to port it to Linux, you have no reason not to port it to Android. Because, let's face it, Android is a huge market share at this point. It's a lot larger than, iOS, you know, Apple's mobile operating system. There's not a lot of people that are using iDevices anymore. It's kind of been eclipsed by Android devices, which, speaking of, it's kind of funny that Microsoft and Oracle are trying to sue Google over that. But, shit happens, I guess. EA equals epic assholes. Yes, they are epic assholes. What is this? Of course. Let's face it. EA kind of really screwed themselves on this one. They had the whole SimCity fiasco. Origin, which was just a desperate swipe at Valve. Everyone can see that. They claim to have all these users, and at the end of the day, it comes out like, you know what? You may have those users, but it's because you locked them into your platform. It's like Microsoft bragging that, well, we got 92% of the market share. Yeah, you got that by locking people into your platform. That's not an achievement. The fact that Linux got 3% just on its own is pretty much a good achievement, I guess. Again, with the rambling, that's what I do. I ramble. I do lots and lots of rambling while drinking beer and listening to Sonic music. Well, I can't really say much for Origin because I've never actually used it. The question was, do I think Origin or Games for Windows Live is worse? Games for Windows Live definitely wins hands down for me. Because in order to play Grand Theft Auto 4, I now have to log in to 5... No, not 5. I'm thinking GTA 5. It's on my brain. I don't know why. But... So let's see. I gotta log into Steam. That's one. Then you gotta log into the Rockstar Social Net. That's two. Although, you actually do need to sign into that to play online. I don't know why. And then Games for Windows for online play. All in all, it's just a big bag of clusterfuck. So, I think Rockstar deserves some shame for doing that. You know, it's fucking Sumo didn't do this shit. We got in just with Valve, which, by the way, I don't know if anyone actually reads the updates when they see these updates coming along. They finally did add an anti-cheat system to All Star Racing. It's kind of funny to me that off the bat in a competitive racing game they didn't have some kind of anti-cheating code enabled in it. So yeah, it's just a little weird that it took them that long to get something enabled, but at least it's Steam instead of Punkbuster. Because I can't tell you how much I hate Punkbuster. It seems to, like, max out my CPU for no reason. And, yeah. No, it didn't have anti-chat off the bat. But now it has VAC. So we'll see how well that goes. Some people were a little bit upset about that because they reset the scoreboards to, you know, eliminate any possibility that somebody cheated to get on there. You never notice Punkbuster doing anything. Well, you're in the same boat. I get charged for it, and I don't get charged for it. I get charged for it in CPU usage. I get charged for it in CPU usage, and I never really see anything come from it. There's still cheaters out there. But also keep in mind that VAC is not a 100% cheat-proof system either. Being a TF2 administrator, I've seen my fair share of speed hackers, which VAC doesn't seem to get. The only way to make your game completely cheat-proof in TF2 is to run a pure server, and I'm told that that's a pain in the ass, so I'll just deal with it as I come across it. That said, I haven't been playing a lot recently. I do plan to fix that. In fact, I may do some gaming after the stream is completed for the night, depending on how much more IRC drama I can find. That is going to result in one hell of a Chan-op fight. I just know. All this because I posted my link. All of this. I guess I should have promoted it on Twitter instead of just going into chat rooms that I've commonly gone into before and done this with no issue. But then again, it is the Sonic community. We will make drama out of a piece of shit if you give us the chance. Alright, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and start another, No, I'm not gonna get banned. Again. Whatever, you know what? I've got, All-Star Racing Transformed open. I might as well just pull something here. As soon as I can find it. Did I break something? There's a file missing. Oh, no, there it is. It's hiding. It's hiding. I found it. And just because the song afterwards is so 90s, I'm gonna have to play it anyways. It's not Sonic related, and that the only thing tied together is it's from the Sonic Team Power Play album. And it happened to be the most hilarious thing I listened to while we were playing, we were playing GTA the other night, so let's do more songs, and then I'll be back to the rambling. So this is RSN Live with Voice.
one thing we know. They always with us fighting for danger.
Bethesda and Rockstar made a game together, but totally have to throw Sonic Team in there as well. Why not? And Valve. Throw all four of those guys together and see what they can come up with. I don't think it'd be very good. That said, I still need to play Sonic 06. Eventually, I will find an HD streaming device that will work to my advantage and won't make me pissed off within 10 minutes of trying to use it because of shitty hardware design. Until then, I don't know, maybe I have to ask the Game Grumps what they're using, because clearly they're using a device that's able to record HD, and I'm still using a standard definition webcam for this, so maybe it's something I should look into. Just saying. If I can plug down $600 on a case upgrade with a new video card, I think I'd spend a little money on a HD capture device. It will happen one day, I assure you. And you will all get to enjoy me pulling my hair out in frustration. You know, say what you want, but the 360 controller is actually pretty decent for playing GTA, All-Star Racing Transformed. What was the other one I used? Because I'm not playing, you know, by the way, I'm playing Bioshock, in case you guys didn't notice. I'm playing that game with mouse and keyboard, because it's a first-person shooter, and my feeling is, if you have to use a mouse, or a, sorry, if you have to use a controller to play a first-person shooter, that's not a genre you should be playing. I'm sorry, but it's just not. You don't get the quick precision and all that you get with a mouse and keyboard. By the way, I do have a Xbox 360 as well kit, but I'm not paying for the privilege to play online, so that's why you're never going to see me put on Xbox. Just saying. Just, you know, it's $600 for a decent computer that will last you a few years. Just, it's a worthy investment. But again, you have to understand that me being, you know, part of the PC gaming master race, I have to defend my honor against the rebel console scum, as it were. Don't get me wrong, consoles have their place. It is a little difficult to constantly drag my desktop over to the HDTV over yonder, but it is worth it every once in a while. I mean, you know, being able to play 1080p with high tech, you know, high quality textures and all that stuff, and still get 60 frames per second is pretty friggin' boss, as far as I'm concerned. If you think All-Star Racing Transform looks good on, you know, your 360, try playing it on the PC. It's a lot better, I find. There's also a lot less lag. Because as we know, lag is like, no one likes lag. Everyone hates lag. Lag is bad. But as you can see back there, I haven't really used my gaming couch as much recently. Everything's kind of been cleared off. Eventually I will go ahead and try to do something. Soon. How soon? How soon is soon? I don't know. So, I guess that's all I can say about that. It's dependent, you know, me streaming Sonic 06 because it's not on PC. Although that'd be a fun project if someone could port Sonic 06 to PC. It'd be funny to see, you know, someone made a port that was actually better than the original game, which I don't think would be too difficult a task. I don't talk to myself. And the beer has no effect on me. So, yes, I will be eventually playing that once I get my ass to getting a streaming device of sorts. Promise, it costs money. Money I don't want to spend for that. No, I'm not going to drink it and drive. That is a dumb idea. Remember, people, drink responsibly. No. You know what? I just got a new car like 2 years ago, and in that time, I've had someone hit it, I've had a door dented, the fucking oil change place forgot to put the oil cap back on, so I had oil spraying underneath my hood. I am convinced that I am not allowed to have a good car. That is, you know, I had a crappy 98 Windstar, and nothing bad happened to it. I didn't get any of these problems. I get a new car, and the first 2 weeks, somebody hits it. You know, I'm not allowed to have nice things. Oh yeah, get a new car. So in addition to having, you know, $16,000 in debt, I can add on another 18 grand on top of that. Oh yeah, like I don't have enough in debt, I'm in. You know, college is worth it to a point. It stops becoming worth it to a point when that point is $80,000. That's not the exact amount. That's a ballpark figure, by the way. I think it's actually a little more than that. I could go on forever about how that is a crappy situation I'm stuck in, but you know, it just wouldn't be good. It'd be a very depressing road. I'd probably end up drinking 5 beers in one setting just talking about it. I say that like that's some kind of achievement. Achievement unlocked! Drunk your 5th beer! Yeah, but you're like, what, 17, kid? 17? I wasn't allowed to get my license until I was 18. Let's keep that in mind. I have no idea if it's gonna be paid off by then. Joke's on them, I'm all dead by then. I don't think I want to get in a coma. Because it turns out there's two types of coma that you can be in. You can be in an actual coma. Whoa, that is like... God damn it, Radio Nintendo. What the hell are you guys doing over there? That is a lot of fucked up text. Oh, wow. That is... If anyone can decode this, if anyone on the Twitch stream can decode this, that'd be great. Because that is what came up in the Radio Nintendo stream. I have no fucking idea what that is. Does anyone else know? That's... okay. I think their streamer's broke. Out of that, they got some bad tagging going on. In case anyone wonders, I relay their stream without them knowing. And now they know because I said it on my show, which will be in a podcast eventually. So, there you go. I'm not relaying Radio Sega just yet, but I probably could. Which, speaking of, yay, new streamer. I do have a new streamer going, and it's actually working pretty well. I've condensed RSN Radio from a full-out desktop app to a tiny 30-line script. Which is amazing. I don't care what anyone says. It's amazing. Okay, you know what? I've been babbling longer than I should have. It's probably strong time for a quick music break. And, you know, I'm there because there's people there that I talk to. Alright, I'm not, you know, that guy who just sits there trying to cause, drama, if you will. It's amusing when drama breaks out. There is a user who I will not name that is a frequent source of it. Which tends to make my Saturday nights go by quite quick. That's all I can say. Okay, anywho, let's go ahead and just... I'm going to go ahead and put the song in that kind of just was getting crap past the censors, if you will, from Sonic Adventure 2. You guys should know what I'm talking about. It is a Knuckles rap kit, so you probably won't, appreciate this. Shoutcast's fault, my ass! It is not Shoutcast's fault that Radio Nintendo streamer went that crazy. Someone needs to learn to UTF-8. Alright, I'm going back into the... Alright, RSN Live voice. Good job messing up there, Rex. Ultimate, you hit one job, Steve guy. He did. He only had one job, and he failed it miserably. Multiple times, if I recall. What to do now? Yeah, I would totally fire him at that point. I would have fired him at the first one. The second two is just somebody being very lenient with hiring practices. Yeah. Knuckles, this is the second time you've been fucking duped. Come on, man. Get that shit together. Get your act together. What's he do? He fails it again. That is the only he's the only guardian left. That's not an excuse to slack off on your job. Man. I would get fired if I did that. You go to dinner. You go do that. Doesn't matter. I got 2 minutes left on the show anyways. I That game, the whole game was just kind of weird. That was just like when they had no fucking idea what they were doing, I think. No, that was Sonic 06! Well, if we follow the game canon, he's the only person left of his race. I guess you could just claim he eats too many beans. I don't know. Forever alone. That is Knuckles in a nutshell. Forever alone. The comic books tried to give him someone, if I remember correctly. I never really read them. I've only seen bits and pieces. But it no work. He gets nothing. He gets nothing. That's all he gets. So, you know, it's quickly approaching time to wrap this up. So, it is actually 7 o'clock. I'm kind of surprised I did this. So, go me. That is me in the, in a nutshell, rambling about stupid shit. I'm sure I'll find something to rant about next week. It's just a matter of actually thinking, which is something I don't, do often. So, I gotta install my stop commands. So, alright, so, I'll see you guys next week. This is, Voice Arsene Live. You've been listening to RSN Live. You've been managing to listen to me rant for well over 30 minutes. I'm pretty sure most of the music was just music. So, let's see. About 20 minutes, whatever. So, anywho, I'll see you guys next week. This is Voice RSN Live.
are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!